Hello, how are you doing? How is everything? I hope you're good. My name still remains Abdulaziz Adesanya Wale, popularly called Diza. It's been long that you've heard from me, and I've really missed you guys too. So, without taking much of our time, I would like to share some thoughts on a particular message that I got from a book I read recently that is You're Too Good to Feel This Bad, An Orthodox Approach to Living an Orthodox Life by Nate Dallas. Now, I'd like to talk about comparing yourself with others, especially people that are ahead of you in one aspect of life or the other. Or those people that you envy, that they have a kind of a superior mindset towards life. Is important I let you to know that developing a superior mindset is not an overnight process. It takes some time. Anything great, anything enviable, anything that is being admired was not just an overnight result. It took the person that you're admiring or the thing you're admiring sometimes before it becomes a masterpiece. Sometimes it could take years, if not decades. Perfection, masterpiece, mastery is not an overnight results or success. We need to acknowledge this. As a result of these acknowledgments, we need to grant ourselves some level of patience and grace anytime we come in contact with something we really admire, we love, or a superior mindset that we want to be like. Give yourself some time and grace to develop. You need to give this grace to yourself and patience to yourself and others too, because it takes time for you to be anything you want to be. Comparing yourself to others is a way of insulting your personality. It's a way of insulting your creation, and is actually a futile effort, an endeavor. There are many variables to compare when it comes to comparing yourself to others. First of all, you need to consider that the person you're comparing yourself with or to have different life experiences. They have different opportunities, talents, biological makeup, family background, relationships, setbacks, education, and so much more. As human, we are not only products of our nature, we are products of our nurture. Our nurture is our environment. These are experiences, those things that make up our personality as a person. We are all born as ignorant beings. We are all born as blank slates. We don't know anything until we came into this world and we started relating with people. We gained some experiences, some shortcomings, some education, some setbacks, some challenges, the biological makeup, the gene of our parents, of our family background, the blood, the attitude, the personality developed over the years. They are not the same. You need to know that, and so much more. When you want to compare yourself to others, try to consider that. Do you know what the person that you want to compare yourself to, what that person has gone through? We are not actually comparable to anyone in reality. You are who you are. I am who I am. The other person is who he is. So you cannot compare yourself to others. It's an insult on your creation, on your personality. You have to learn how to grow at your own pace. Have your goal at the back of your mind. Everyone is on a different path. But hopefully, making progress in the right direction. Your path is different from my own path. Your message is different from my own message. Even we use the same platform. We use the same strategy. Our personality are not the same. We are sent to different people on earth in our various endeavor. You need to understand that and get that straight. Sometimes we get it right and sometimes we get it wrong in order to get it right. Every mistake comes with a good opportunity to learn how to get things right later. You have to be merciful to others and to yourself in the process of your growth. You need to mind your own business. The only thing we should compare is where we are now and where we were last year. You should learn how to compare your old self with your new self. You ask yourself that critical question. Where I was last year? Where I am today? Where do I want to be tomorrow? You learn how to compete yourself. You then appreciate your gradual little progress. You're going to be easy on yourself. You don't blame others for your misfortune. You do not admire too much a superior mindset, and you forget your own talents, your own gifts, what God has given to you. I think with this, you've been able to learn one or two things. I would appreciate when you drop your comments, your observation, and your thoughts on this message. Remember, every other person has been taken, but remains only you. You can be yourself, but not somebody else. An attempt to be somebody else will be an insult on your personality. You need to continue growing at your own pace. Have your goals at the back of your mind and keep pushing. Gradually, one day you're going to get there if you're consistent, committed, and you have the perseverance, grit, and understanding that everything that you work on will one day eventually pay. Thank you. I am still Abdulaziz Adesadewale, popularly known as Diza. This is The Impact. I hope you've been able to learn one or two things. Thank you.